First, a poem from a friend of the show.
Google Live for Life.
This noise is getting annoying.
It's taxing on my brain.
Too much emotional strain.
Like a single blackboard.
With nail marks scratching through.
Like little blood-sucking mosquitoes. The agitation is like a dryness.
The back of your throat.
With no water to coat.
It's parched and it's scratchy.
In this desert wasteland.
No oasis here, just sweltering sand.
And I'm sinking quick.
Into the shell that covers me.
I'm trying to break out.
Like a hermit crab.
Tell my Tua and change my scene.
So much more of this world to see.
I need not to sweat.
This abrasive heat.
Find my oasis.
Must open this cactus.
And drink. Just refresh.
Drink. You almost had it.
I know.
Try again. Keep going.
And take in this refreshing drink.
Must open this cactus.
And take in this refreshing drink.
It just takes a minute.
To switch this paradigm.
And the way we speak.
Maybe a little reflection.
That's all we need.
And a bit of compassion.
With a logical way.
What the fuck was that, Chris?
That's the hermit, my catcher.
Nice, man. Nice. Only took me 3 tries to get it. Now I'm losing it, so thank you.
That was the hermit by Kendrick Lamar.
Yeah.
We had a fan sent us some poetry until we read it.
Totally. Well, I like this Wii stuff. Did you have a mouse in your pocket?
There's always a mouse in my pocket. You try getting a little cheese. You feel me, dog?
Yeah, boy.
You're making so much editing nightmare shit for me right now.
What do you mean? It's going to be fun. Fire it up.
It's already been fired.
All right. That was great.
That was the hermit by Kendrick Couture. Like a hermit.
Trying to burst from its shell.
Characteristic properties of hallucinogens, to suspend the boundaries between experiencing self in the outer world and an ecstatic emotional experience, makes it possible, with their help, and after sustainable internal and external preparation, to invoke a mystical experience, according to plan, so to speak. I see the true importance of LSD in the possibility of providing material aid in meditation aimed at the mystical experience of a deeper or comprehensive reality. Such a use accords entirely with the essence and working character of LSD as a sacred drug, and that is Hoffman, the guy who...
Albert Hoffman.
The Swiss scientist, yeah.
Yeah, look at my headphones.
Hey, here we are.
Yep.
Yeah, that pretty much sums that up.
Yeah, so good to be back. Hope you like that poem.
Yeah.
We're community here, man. We need each other. She needed us to read that poetry, so we did.
I think you're right.
We made her day better. She made my day better.
She did.
Welcome back to Sad Boy Modeling Agency.
Yeah.
If you like us, like we like you, it'd be really cool if you told someone, friends, neighbors.
Your dog.
Your dog. Things. Yeah, if you get your dog to listen to us, that'd be really cool, man.
Mm-hmm.
We love you so much. We'll see you on the next one.
Yeah.
Later. Live. We've been activated. Hella, yeah. Hella activated, bro.
Man, a week off? I am activated.
Mm-hmm.
Dude.
I don't like taking time off. I just don't. But if it was good. It's a necessary requirement because now I'm like, yeah, I gotta get in there.
Same. For me, with us, we're so crazy that a week off is like a month off.
It did, man.
Dude, I feel like we've been gone a month.
Yeah, and it was cool though because I got to like spend extra time on like the videos and yeah, and we're gonna be on Apple News. I mean, yeah, I got to spend time doing that stuff.
Just to give credit where credit's due, listener, all of that video stuff is us, but 90% of that genius you're seeing is Chris in the post editing. So let's give it up for Chris, everybody. He's really crushing it.
Well, thank you, Jared. It's very nice of you.
Yeah, man.
We all have our own things
for sure.
But yeah, it's...
But wait, can you like do a thing where you're nice about me because I'm feeling, you know, left out on that?
Yeah, dude. You have a pretty groovy articulation.
Okay.
Well, and I think your delivery... What's funny is like when we'll be talking and you'll say stuff.
Yeah.
And I won't even like realize the joke in it until I go back and listen. And then I'm like, God, he's burnt. He's roasting me. Yeah.
Burning you the whole time.
And I don't even catch it, like, you know, mid-conversation because I'm just like, you know. Yeah, dude. That's it. Yeah, you had a nice thing going there, dude. It's good.
Thanks, man. You see where I'm going with that? It's like the whole fearing of they don't want the keyword player thing.
Are you?
No, well, maybe a little just for talking about it. What if they just want him?
Oh my God.
What if they don't want me too?
No, man. No, here's the thing. I could teach you how to do all of that. And it's really not that big a deal.
Yeah. I just don't because...
Right. Yeah. No, I mean, I get almost as much enjoyment of making the videos as I do this.
For sure.
Because you got to find like the perfect song and then boom, like the things that are happening. I like to, it's got to be in tempo with the rest of it.
I think there's something to what you're saying. Love, man. You're putting it into that.
Yeah.
People sense it. They're picking up on it in our conversations, the show itself. There's a lot of love going on there.
Yeah. Well, it's like, I don't remember who says this, but if you like, we might have talked about this before. If you try to actively put love into the food that you cook for people.
Yeah.
You can taste difference. Like that's what the home cooked meal is. You know what I mean?
We were talking about that earlier tonight.
Yeah. Yeah.
I was like, man, I don't think all of your dietary stuff of the meat and the things that you're doing are all affecting you directly. It's the vibration of how that was made.
Listen, I try not to toot my own whistle too much, or like make my life more dramatic than it needs to be.
Sure.
But I really think that in order for me to progress, you know, the physical, mental, spiritual, that thing.
Mm-hmm.
I can't be putting like low vibrational shit in my body anymore. I love it. All I want to do is eat Taco Bell and donuts all of the time.
Yeah, man.
But it makes me feel like shit, which then carries over, right? And well, on my psychological state, I've noticed, and placebo effect or whatever, I've noticed my psychological state, because that was my homework assignment, was to not do that. I didn't. I'm much more tranquil.
Yeah,
I'm much more like, no, okay, it's fine. I don't know. I mean, it's probably circumstantial, but I've done enough of these things to know that, like, definitely I'm much, much more cool if I'm not eating animals, but things mm-hmm. that are like scared. You know what I mean?
Yeah. But on a counterpoint, is being tranquil, is that positive? Are you docile? Are you less?
No. I mean, dude, I have swings. Yeah. But I'm like, my pendulum doesn't swing too far one way or the other.
For sure.
It does swing.
Yeah.
But.
You're a pretty neutral, even-keeled guy.
For the most part. Now, you on the other hand.
I swing extremely high and I crash extremely
right.
low.
I mean.
I think, like you said a couple weeks ago, it's part of bipolar disorder.
Well, what I've noticed, like what you do is that when you're in the lows.
Yeah.
Like you have a hard time seeing like a relief plan.
Totally.
And you're like, how can I be making all of these mistakes and shit like that? You know what I mean?
Yeah. They call that not seeing the forest through the trees.
Yeah. Yeah. I did want to talk about mistakes because I don't really understand what that is.
Okay.
Because what makes mistakes?
Something turning out unexpected?
No. What experiences the illusion of a mistake? Do animals?
Make mistakes?
Do animals make mistakes?
I would say life and death situations could be considered a mistake, like a fall or...
But they don't realize they're making a mistake.
So...
We call it a mistake, but it could just be the lawful nature of existence running off of like, oh, that alligator was going to eat, needs to eat. So now it's your time. Mm-hmm. Okay? Do plants and insects make mistakes?
What if a plant doesn't...
It's not a mistake. So I'm getting at. Or does anything above the human being make mistakes? Does the solar system make mistakes?
I see where you're going with it.
It doesn't.
It also is just kind of labeling, though. It's like we're just labeling
right.
causes
so there
and effects.
Such things as mistakes. It's a sure. cop out. It feels like it's a cop out. Like right. I made a mistake. It's like, mm-hmm. no, you didn't. You did. You made the choice that you were going to make. And then sure. this is now the result of that. And you don't right. like the result of it. So now it's a mistake.
How many mistakes can you think of that didn't result in you learning something?
None.
Right.
Right, but I don't even like to call them mistakes. It's like a bad choice. That's not a mistake. It's I chose to do something that I know I shouldn't have, for the most part.
What's your public service announcement for mistakes?
Get rid of the word entirely, because there's...
I like that.
You can't make mistakes.
Yeah.
No.
Let's get some shirts, man.
Yeah, just... Dude, we don't need that mentality anymore. We just don't. I mean... Right. I truly believe that there are no mistakes ever.
The universe is perfect.
How could it not be?
I'm leaning that way.
Right. how could it not be? Because if it's going to be imperfect, then that would imply that somewhere else, another universe is perfect.
You're saying there has to be a counterbalance?
To know what perfect is, you got to have...
For there to be one, you have to have the other?
Exactly.
Hills and valleys.
That's what I'm saying. So if we can't perceive of another universe, then it has to be perfect because there's nothing to compare it to.
So what's the opposite of a mistake?
There isn't anything.
Okay. Because we're getting rid
we're
of the
We're getting
word.
Rid of, yeah, like, you can make bad decisions.
So what are we calling it?
Okay.
Is that what we're calling it?
But it's a different mindset. It's having accountability for, if people say, I made a mistake, I'm sorry. I get that. But you went with what you thought was something you either A, wanted to do for selfish reasons, or I would call a mistake like, you know, if you worked at a warehouse, like ordering the wrong size box.
Okay.
Okay. That's a mistake. But when people like make mistakes in regards to other people, that's when I'm like, nah, I don't know about that. That feels like a cop out. And the reason why I know that is because I've done that.
Sure.
That was a mistake. It's like, oh, well, everyone makes mistakes. No, it's just everyone has opportunities to learn about making good choices.
Let's break it down. Mistake is a mistake, right? So it's like you're playing your part, like you said in your blog post.
Thing. Right.
Like you miss the take. That interaction was an opportunity to create a cause that leads to an effect. So it was a missed take, as in I blew my role.
Yeah,
I got off the script.
Yeah, I passed an opportunity to be kind to someone.
Sure. Whatever it looks like.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. I think that even the wordplay is.
I just don't like the idea of that.
Well, I'm glad you brought your positive attitude.
I'm just saying, like, you can't do anything wrong ever. You just need to learn from the things that you don't like the result from.
Yes. Every chance is an opportunity for growth, even successes. We grow from those too.
Yeah.
Way more in failures, but.
Right. There's no manual on life. It's all trial and error. I mean, you know, there's no right or wrong. There isn't.
So you're tying me in here, man, to the dynamics thing of.
Right.
Mistakes are teaching you the dynamics.
Yeah.
The dynamics of life.
Oh, like, because you. I will soften my stance on mistakes just for the point of talking about it now.
Yeah.
What did you say?
Dynamics. Dynamics and mistakes.
Oh, yeah, yeah. So
they lead to you learning.
Before you realize that you made a bad choice, you might have only seen one or two options.
Right.
And then after the dust has settled from your shitty decision.
Sure.
Then you see all these other routes you could have taken.
Mm-hmm. Hindsight's 2020,
right,
baby.
That's dynamic. You're saying like, oh,
grace.
You have dynamics. You need to have options. That's what dynamics means.
Yeah.
Essentially.
And then utilizing.
A range of options. Range,
exactly.
Right. And then select. Yeah.
A bag of tricks.
Exactly.
I'm pulling out the right thing.
But I also don't like this because it feels manipulative.
Does it?
It does.
See.
We're human beings. That's what we do. Okay.
Exactly. But. I don't think it's manipulative to work with other people.
No, what I'm getting at is it's manipulative to try to swim against the current of the flow of life to get something that you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. You have to learn how to feel that out.
The Orinoco flow.
It's not something that, I mean, maybe some people have it inherently.
Sure. I think everybody.
You can't teach a child. I mean, that's when people say, listen to your gut, things like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, that's a different thing. That's coming from more of an emotional area, I think, when you listen to your gut. And I'm not saying like if you're walking downtown and you feel like someone's watching you and you need to get away. That, yeah, sure, maybe. But I'm not talking about that kind of a universal flow of things like that. I'm talking about how everything is completely dependent on everything else. In a lawful way, running off in motion.
Yes, it's completely true.
That's what I'm talking
about.
It's
heady, but it's true.
Right. It is true.
There's no other way.
Right. That's what I mean by getting into the flow of that.
Yeah. You are.
That's what I'm saying. But you already are.
You can't unbe of it.
You already are. But up here, because you have a framework of how you think the universe is supposed to be, and it doesn't end up being like that at all.
Mm-hmm.
That's when this kind of a mentality starts coming into play of like mistakes or it's not possible. It's not possible. Because you thinking you made a mistake was also part of the harmony of the universe.
What's the biggest mistake you've ever made in your life?
I don't make mistakes, man. I don't believe in it. But the one of the worst decisions I ever made in my life. We'll do. You want to do it?
Let's dump it.
We're gonna do it. If you were listening to the last episode, we had a what did you call it?
A steamy plot twist, a cliffhanger.
How many years ago do you think this was?
I couldn't tell you, man. How old were we?
20.
19, 20, like yeah.
We were very close though. We were hanging out a lot. And I don't remember where you were. I have no idea.
I was playing shows. I was out, yeah.
No, he was out playing music. And it is, well, I was really good friends with his girlfriend at the time. And she came over and...
I think you guys ate some cactus?
Oh yeah, I made some mescaline out of the San Pedro cactus. Yeah, it was a weird one. And then we ended up having sex.
Oh.
Right. And then I lied to you about it for about 2 weeks.
What?
No, maybe a week.
Yeah, it wasn't that long.
Right.
A couple days.
Right. Right. And
then you called me.
And then I called you in the middle of the night.
She was still living there.
Right. And I just told you. That was hard. Well, that was very hard to do, to call you and be like, I got to tell him.
That's not the mistake.
No, it wasn't a mistake.
See, none of it is, because look at what's happened.
Now look.
Look at where we are. Look at, yeah.
Right. Well, and then we had to work together the next day.
Yeah.
And I was crying. I was a mess. I was a mess.
Softy.
I was just like,
just a wet biscuit.
You just fucked it up big time. Like, you ruined this guy's fucking relationship.
You ruined my life.
Ruined
man.
Our friendship.
We're just
ruined our friendship.
Yeah.
I know. Well, it did, because we didn't talk for a good 8 years.
Yeah.
And then on our lunch break, this is literally the next day. We walked outside. I'm like, okay, I'm just gonna let him beat my ass.
Yep.
Right. And you said, sit down on the curb. And I was like, well, I'm not gonna let him curb stop me.
Right.
But sit down on the curb. We sat down and we smoked a cigarette.
Yeah.
And you said, I want to know everything. Tell me everything. All the details. And so I did. Every detail. Everything. Very hard to do.
Yeah.
Very embarrassing.
Yeah, for both of us. Which is why I made you do it.
But here's the thing. Anything that you wanted me to do, I was going to do it.
Yeah. That's always been our relationship.
I know that. And then you gave me a hug,
mm-hmm.
said you love mm-hmm. me, and said, we can't be friends for a while.
Yep.
And then... you quit working where we were at. And I literally didn't see you for probably 8 years.
Yeah.
I would call you on New Year's sometimes.
That's when I became a sadhu.
Yeah. Oh, well, I know. I would call you on New Year's sometimes. And like, you'd pick up. I don't think you knew it was me. But like, you wouldn't say anything either.
Huh.
So I think you might have known it was me.
I don't.
Well, and one time you called me on a New Year's, like randomly. And you didn't say anything to the phone. It's hilarious. It's like romantic.
Rom-com.
Silly shit, right? But that was literally probably like the biggest...
mistake?
No, it wasn't a mistake, man. It was I made a bad choice.
Okay.
I could have made a better choice.
See, we're just labeling these causes and effects.
I'm not saying it's a negative thing. It was a bad choice. It was a choice that had a lot of negative fallout, a lot of counterproductive fallout.
But still perspective, man. Is that really negative at all?
Yeah, you know, you're right. You're right.
We're to the point that this podcast is like...
Right, you're right. Yeah.
All we have to do is get it on the space station. Like, we've had people all over the... somewhere was listening. I'm not saying tons of people, but you get it.
Well, and I don't... And that's what I said, another thing about not making mistakes. Like, if that hadn't happened...
Yeah.
I wouldn't have gone through, like, a very, very deep, introspective...
Yeah.
Who am I? Who am I? It led me to that. Like, who am I? What is this? What am I doing? I just fucked up some really cool shit.
And then... you go through, not too many years later, you have to go through the stuff you go through with your dad.
Yeah, my dad was dying, and we got the band back together to play a benefit I put on for him.
I got a phone call up at the lake, and I got this phone call. Hey, man, Chris's dad has cancer. He's dying. We're going to do this benefit show, and we're trying to get the band back together. Play this benefit show. So without even blinking, I remember... in that moment, I was like, yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
I am all in. Where do I gotta go?
Which is a very big moment for me because, you know, with all the stress of my dad dying, like, I just wanted to let you know how fucking sorry I was.
I think Kyle even bribed me with money, with human dollars.
Yeah.
I was like, no, man, I'm just going to do it.
Yeah.
Practices were so much
they
fun.
They were, man. And it was weird. It was a lot of nervous energy right off the back. So I'm like, we don't even know who each other are anymore. It's what I was thinking, you know?
Like seeing your long lost brother.
Right. And then like within probably an hour, we were right there again.
Oh, yeah.
Not as deep as it is now because there's still a lot of, you know,
there's still a lot of stuff there.
But
it wasn't until after your dad died that we really.
Yeah. Because once my dad, well, after the benefit, like we didn't really.
Right. We both had
lives. I didn't see you. And then it was probably like, I don't know, 6 months later, my dad died. Then, you know, we started really connecting on a deeper level because it was more of like, there's so much more important shit and time is so precious that I'm just putting, I think this is how you went about it. Like, there's no reason to hold on to that stuff because I could have a really cool thing again.
Yeah.
You know, and we didn't know we were going to do the podcasting or anything like that. No. So we decided just, I would randomly see you.
Yeah.
When I'd be down here doing my music and stuff, I would just go down to the bar you're working at, just say hi, you know? And then, and I went into, we were working at Apple and I went in, I'm like, hey man, I remember I was looking for like an external something or other.
Yeah. Hard drive.
I was like, I'm doing a podcast. And then you're like, I want in now.
I said that?
Yeah. You're like, I want to do that.
I thought you asked me.
No, I just told you that's what I was doing. And,
I was like, I want in.
Yeah, you're like, oh yeah, I went in on that. I went in on that.
That's weird. I don't remember that.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, and then, I remember being in the Apple store and being like, it's literally half yours.
Right off the bat.
It's 50-50 right away.
Yeah, you gave me half the company.
I did, right away. Right. Right. And then we went through our poo-poo-pee-pee-fart joke phase of the podcast.
I was so mad at you.
Yeah, it was a bummer.
I'm changing my life for this.
It was a bummer, dude. It bummed me out. It really bummed me out, like, big time.
But those weren't mistakes.
Exactly. They were not mistakes because that had to happen in order for us to get to this spot of like, let's just be real.
Yeah.
Let's not try to make people laugh. Let's not try to be entertaining. Let's literally
dump them out.
Put our personal growth and journey and spiritual inquisition and self-reflective things and psychedelic use. And all that. Let's be as real as humanly possible while talking about the most important thing that I can think of is finding some connection to something beyond yourself.
Making love to God.
That's real. Like the spirit. A spiritual thing. I'm not like trying to push any doctrine on it, but I just never felt anything ever in my life spiritually. Right. Never. It just never happened for me. And then, you know,
so that's when you started doing psychedelics.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and what's crazy about that is I did psychedelics for probably 10, 15 years. And then I don't know why. I just randomly downloaded a Ram Dass book.
Yeah.
I got an Audible subscription and I think I was typing in like this Zen shit and then it popped up and he had this goofy look on his face and I was like, this might be good.
Check him out.
And then within a matter of a couple 15 minute segments, this dude is narrating very insane, deep thoughts that I had.
Yes.
That I didn't know how to talk about or articulate.
Narrating your life.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And then that's when I started getting into the spiritual shit. And that's when I was like, this is the most important thing in my life of trying to find out or trying to have a connection.
The tether.
Trying to like live from my heart and not my rational mind. That kind of thing. It was very closed off for a long time, man. It just was. I was guarding myself, really, is what it was. Because, you know, I went through a lot of stuff as a kid.
Yeah.
You know, and it had to happen.
Totally.
Like I said, no mistakes because now here we are.
Right.
I can be totally compassionate to people. I can be totally understanding. I have an eye for that kind of shit now.
You do, man.
Because I've seen it, man.
So, what power overcame our troubles?
Love, man.
Right.
Because we loved each other so much.
What power makes the food better?
Love, man.
Love, man.
It is the answer.
What's the most powerful force in the entire universe? It has to be love, man. It has to be love. I don't mean like Ryan loves Gosling or whatever.
Right. No, it's like
love for real.
Like you, like, yeah, an internal love.
Yes.
That kind of, you can't describe that kind of shit.
Right, exactly.
Like, exactly.
It's a nonverbal thing.
I think you can live from that place, man. I do.
I think it's the source.
No, it is.
Yeah.
But just so silly about all those bumper stickers that God is love. I didn't really think about it.
Right.
Is.
Yeah.
Is. Being is
science.
It's not doing. It's math. Not trying. It's being.
It's real. It's a real thing.
Right.
So I know that some people say that you're just feeling and thinking thoughts and emotions and you're calling it bracketing love.
Right.
but there's so much nonverbal. Feelings are real.
Oh, yeah.
I've physically seen things happen. For example, one that did. Taking my dog through the frozen yogurt smoothie place drive-thru. Got a little hike in.
Uh-huh.
Windows down. I'm chilling. We've got some Kendrick Lamar. We're getting the matcha, green tea, mango. You get it. I'm pulling up, right? We're doing the thing. I'm getting the money. The dog is hanging out of the back.
Mm-hmm.
He's just locked eyes with the chick at the red cash register.
Yeah.
Once she sees that, she locks eyes with him. And it's like, I'm not even here anymore. Like, what? Takes my card. She's doing the thing, the money. She comes back with my green mango. So good. She hands it to me. She's still staring at the dog. She's holding the pupper cupper. Can he have a pupper cupper? And I'm like, totally. I think this is between you guys. And he gets the thing, super stoked. What I'm getting at with this story is that I watched my dog brain fuck her. He literally made that happen with his eyes. He did.
I believe you, man. Listen, I believe you.
He did that. He locked eyes. If there's anything you have in there, now is the time. And she was in a trance. She was like, I'm in love. I'll do whatever he wants. I'm going to do it. He's ears forward, whole
That's
face,
so cool.
Just right at her. That's love too.
Oh, yeah.
It's manipulative love, but that's love too.
Right.
He loved everything about her that right. moment. He loved me. He loved himself. He loved that ice cream.
Well, if we keep doing that, like, you can just be love.
Yeah.
Here's the thing.
And then ice cream furloughs like
it
ice cream.
It just sounds so soft vanilla.
Yeah, custard.
Listen, I'm not going to lie. This is going to sound funny. I hate to say it like that. That you could be love. I don't like saying that. But I know it's real. I know you can do that.
What does that look like?
To where, okay, so like let's.
Where's the dynamic
How many times a day do you like see things that you could lend a helping hand to and you have the thought that I could do this to help, but you never do it?
For me, that's pretty rarely, man.
Oh, I do. Like here's the thing. Like I'll see a homeless person.
Sure.
And like I could just like pull over and give them some money,
oh.
But I don't. Or if this is terrible, but when I was driving to work, I saw a lady like take a pretty gnarly wipeout on her bicycle, uh-huh. And I could have turned around and went to make sure she was okay. Very smart, but I didn't.
The other ones, you're just assuming that somebody's homeless.
Well, like, they're
you
very
don't know if they're a property owner.
Very yeah. clearly homeless people.
Okay.
Like I can see where you're living. I'm not nothing wrong with that, man. For real, I got a brother that's homeless, for real, and I love him to death.
I'm sorry, man.
I'm not mad at you. I'm just telling you. Or even like little things, like if my kid wants to like watch Magic School Bus, and I have to cook dinner, and I'm just like, no. That was an opportunity that I could have been loved. I could have made a decision coming from that loving place instead of a decision of like, it's 5 o'clock. You can't watch TV until 6. You know, instead of having that. Thing going on,
yeah.
Because here's the thing, and Sarah, if you're listening, I just want to let you know that I love you very much, and you know we're thinking about you. This I don't know if you saw it on the news. This van, someone in a van like rolled over their own kid. Right. I'm not trying to like go dark here, but. Life is, we forget how fragile life is.
We do.
Because we start feeling invincible because nothing bad ever happens to you.
We got it pretty easy.
But you could be done like that. It happens all day long.
Yeah.
All day long.
Everywhere.
Did you know that 50 people or 50 kids a day get ran over by their parents on accident?
No.
It's a total accident. Total accident. When I lived down in Northtown, dude, like, we saw we saw the aftermath of like a car hit a baby in a stroller. But it was on the sidewalk. It just hopped this thing and it was a total accident.
Yeah.
You know, my point is that like you don't have any guaranteed time.
Right.
So why would you spend any time at all not being compassionate, not being loving, not being nice? Why would you do anything different than that?
It's very
because
true.
If you died being an asshole,
mm-hmm.
And for whatever reason, you keep going on, and you come the momentum from that is going to take you to a dark place.
Yeah, definitely, man.
Or the people that were around you that loved you, and you were just being a dick, Like, that's going to be one of the last things they remember, is that you were a dick.
Yeah.
And that's going to cause a whole bunch of other negative shit. I'm not saying it's a mistake, because I really don't believe in that.
Sure.
But what I'm saying is like, you don't know when you're going to die. You just don't. And so you can't afford, if you really mean it and you really love people and you really want to be a good person and you really want to get to the next level, you want to clean your game up. And if you, even from a selfish point, if you want to be happy, you can't afford to treat people like shit. I'm not saying outwardly. I'm saying little things where you could have been nice. You could have done something different. You could have been loving. You could have helped. And you don't do that. There's no reason for that behavior.
You're onto something, man. You're saying, if I may summarize, that loving compassion in all of your actions is sincerely the way to the next level.
It's the only way, because what else is there to do? Are you,
you're right.
You're going to go around being mad because the universe isn't the way you think it should be, Jack?
It's like chakras, man. Like, our journey as a species, and we're to the point now, the only way we can move past all of this is through love and compassion.
Right. Well, and then, hold on now. This is very funny that you said that, because in the, I think it's, I want to say it's Hinduism, but it even could be something different than that. They say in the Kali Yuga, which is where we're at right now, which I don't know if I buy into that kind of stuff. Love is the way through in the dark period that we're in. That's what they're saying. That if this is really the Kali Yuga, which is a very large amount of time,
sure.
It's not like our lifetime. It's like the entire history of the world this time around.
Right.
Is the Kali Yuga the only way through and the only way to be liberated, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Is through love. And that's just what the Hindu textbooks say. But it's, I'm at a point in my life now that I just don't want to have any kind of unnecessary negativity in my life. And it's not like me being sheltering myself from anything. It's like, no, there is duality to literally everything. You have a limited perspective most of the time.
Are you saying bring a good attitude?
That's a part of it. But what I'm getting at is like, there is, you can only see things from one perspective at a time, right?
Well, for the most part,
I'm saying for the most part, though, the vast majority of your life, you can only see things from a limited perspective at a time.
That's fair, yeah.
So I don't really think that you have the right to be fucking mad about anything until you fully understand what it is you're getting mad about.
But no one fully understands anything.
Well, you're not trying. What I'm saying is, if you tried even just a little bit to get, even just play the game in your head, what's the oppositional perspective for the thing that I'm pissed off about right now? Just take it completely 180. You don't have to go every degree of the circle. Take it 180.
Acknowledge it.
You would be amazed at how you're like, oh, I am kind of being dramatic, you know, over the top.
Because there's always another perspective.
There's always, well, and that's probably where the truth is right in the middle, man.
Yeah.
You know?
A handsome shade.
Why do they put it in the middle of the mandala, man?
It's all
right.
Separateness is an illusion.
That's
right?
What I'm getting at. So how in the fuck could you make a mistake?
Right.
You just can't. You just can't. Here's the thing. When you're in a creative mode.
Yeah.
If you're an artist, you don't really make mistakes when you're in a creative mode.
Okay, happy accidents.
Yeah, they're not mistakes.
You know what I'm talking about. Shout out Bob Ross.
Yeah. You just don't make mistakes when you're in a creative world, right? It doesn't happen.
Sure.
Like if we were to like try to write a song and I was just like, I don't like that part. I didn't make a mistake in like playing the wrong series of notes.
Right. But what if you did play a wrong note? What do you call that?
That's not a mistake, man.
What is it then?
It's just another take. Just take it again.
But it's a mistake.
I guess.
I'm just saying, sure. You missed
okay.
the take.
When we're literally talking about a take in a recording studio,
yeah.
Okay?
I know, but that's life, isn't it? Like what,
let me
thing.
Get this out of my score, right, piece. Because I'm not, listen, I love it. I love it when I can change my perspective about an opinion I have.
Yeah, that's where like psychedelics are such a great thing for me, is being able to see it from another way than what I'm used to.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So maybe you can talk me back into like agreeing that mistakes are real, but hear me out. When you're in that creative mindset, mistakes don't happen. You just think, yes, things... Happy accidents, right?
Yeah.
Why is the rest of your life any different than that?
As above, so below. It's not any different.
Right, because you're always in a creative mode, because you're always creating things, always. Yeah. Interactions. Every interaction you have is a creation.
The first thought you have out of bed in the morning.
Right.
I'm serious.
Well, it's like, what did you say to me at the bar last night? As I was leaving, you're like, hey, Alan Watts has a thought for you.
Yeah.
You don't have to be the person you were 5 minutes ago.
You are no way obligated.
You're not. You don't have to be the person you are right now.
Nope. Doesn't mean anything. It doesn't mean that anything wasn't real or wasn't you.
No, because like we just laid out there, the coolest thing that I now have a place with people that I love to talk about real shit because I fucked my buddy's girlfriend 10 years ago.
It's pretty cool when you think about it that way. I'd do it
again. And we don't hide anything from each other. You literally know everything about me.
You know everything about me.
I tell you my most dark fucking disgusting thoughts.
Yeah, you were here earlier today and you pooped with the door open for like 10 minutes.
Right.
It was gnarly.
Right, because it gets to a certain point of like, what do you want to do? And we want to do this. So if we're going to do this, I want to be completely clean. I don't want to have any dust in my fucking cabinet at all.
But you and I are trying to set that example for everybody. It's like, when you dump them out, and do honesty in everything you do. Like, yeah, you and I fight like cats and dogs.
But it's cute.
But it's cute, yeah. We don't...
Right.
We know it's real. We know it's sincere. You call me out.
You know how cool it is when you can come to someone and be like, listen, I need you to be 100% honest with me.
I got some stuff we need to talk about.
What is this to you? Because it's really hard for... It's hard, very hard. I mean, I don't... Listen, I like to think I have a pretty good check on myself, but I know that I don't.
For sure, man.
Yeah, it's pretty good, but it's not solid.
You're aware.
Yeah.
You're trying.
So you can have someone basically like, hey, you're being a shitty person right now. You're being very selfish right now.
Yep.
How cool is that? That you have someone on your side that you know is going to love you no matter what the fuck comes out of your mouth.
No matter what.
Doesn't matter what you do. You know. Here's the thing, dude. This is going to sound insane. If I stabbed your dog to death, I know you would still love me. You would just be like, what is wrong with your brain, man?
That dog is my... favorite thing.
Right.
Favorite thing with a pulse.
And
man.
If I murdered it, I know that you would still love me in a way. You would. You wouldn't want to see me. You would want my life to be over, but you would still love me. You'd be like, God damn it, now we can't be friends. And you owe me a new dog. You wouldn't love me if I murdered your dog, man?
No. That's not what my pause is about.
If you murdered my dog, I would love you.
It would come down to, why did you do that?
Well, yeah, but that's not what I'm getting at.
I understand why you banged my girlfriend. She was hot. Well, why would you kill my dog?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not trying to make excuses, but like we went on a pretty hot streak of like, we were very young. Be like, check out her boobs. Like, you know, that's what you do when you're a young man.
Yeah, we're just, it's fun. It's gross. It's great.
Anyway. My point being is, it's not about you trying to figure out why I did that. It's, would you still love me?
Well, yeah, of course.
That's what I'm talking
about. Of course I would. I would think you were a psychopath beyond rationale or like
Chris is broken.
But yeah, it's.
I love him to death, but Chris is broken.
Right, he's gone. We lost him.
Right,
the drugs.
But
got
you
him.
Still love him. That's the thing. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that level of like honesty of like.
So why can't we all just try that out? Practice that. I'm not talking hand jobs in the streets or banging each other's girlfriends. I'm just saying love each other.
Don't miss an opportunity to be kind. Just don't.
Right.
Because why do anything different? What's the point?
It's very PMA.
Do you think that? Here's the thing. Do you think you've ever? When been like, I'm right. And then someone tells you you're right. It doesn't feel good anyway. Why do you have to be right all the time? Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Who gives a shit? No, you don't need to be right. You can be right, but you don't need to be right. It's like when people get stuck in their mindset, like, no, that's not how it needs to go. No, it's like with all the political bullshit. Yeah. You know, it's like people get very married to a certain idea when they can only see a couple perspectives. I'm guilty of it too, man. I'm a human being. It's what this part of being a human being is. It's not, don't be a human being. It's more of like, become aware that you don't have to make that decision. You don't have to be the person that you are right now. You don't have to do a goddamn thing if you don't want to. So knowing that and knowing that really none of this shit's going to matter when you're going to die. And then none of this is going to matter if you live on or if you don't. It's just not going to matter. So why waste it being a piece of shit?
Have you ever told the story that you wrote on the last blog post on the air? The one about the characters in the play that everybody has to play?
No, but I could
spit that. Now's the time.
Okay, so imagine this. and I don't know where this thought came from, but it was real for me. Imagine, it doesn't matter what time, doesn't matter when, but a thing had a dream. It was dreaming, okay? Yeah. And inside the dream, there was going to be this cool stage production. So they built a stage, crazy light show that you couldn't even begin to imagine outside of this dream. It's that kind of a grandiose dream, right?
Nothing exists outside of this dream.
Nothing exists outside of this dream, okay? Mm-hmm. And then within this dream, you need people to play these parts, right? So these parts are written out. All the parts you could imagine. Funny, dramatic, serious, murdery. I mean, every possible character you can imagine for this awesome, crazy stage show. And then the scripts are like kind of half written of like, hey, you have to be a nurse this time. But the rest of this, you can kind of just improvise.
Interpretation.
Right. Like you're going to have two kids. Sure. Your stepdad's going to murder your mom. Like
it's weird.
This is the character you're playing right now.
Right.
And then from there, you can kind of
react,
weave and navigate and make it your own in a way.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So now imagine within this dream and you're a character, you have a role to play.
Okay.
And then you get finished with that role and then you have to play another one.
Ooh.
And another one.
Ooh.
And another one.
Ooh.
You will have to, you play literally, not, I'm not going to say all of them, but you play enough to where you realize that the next part you play is the thing that had the original dream.
Okay. The source. It was you all along.
Right. Well, you were given the ability to dream within the dream. I'm not trying to go Inception.
Yeah, Dreamception.
And then you had a dream that you were the original dreamer.
But wait.
And as far as I can tell, and with my limited understanding of something that I quite frankly don't think is completely understandable.
Science.
Because if it was completely understandable, then what are we doing here? Why am I here on this plane?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I don't think it's possible for in the flesh, physical human beings to really, really, really know. I think you can get close. Mm-hmm. You can get close.
Yeah.
But you're going to know when you're supposed to know. That's what I'm getting
at. That's how it all works. You only can know when you're supposed to know.
Well,
you can only hear what you're ready to hear.
Yeah.
That's how it is.
You gain knowledge.
Yeah.
You don't collect it.
Know what you're ready to know.
Always.
At any given point, knowledge is always at its maximum.
Because I forget. I feel like when new stuff comes in, old stuff gets pushed out.
Yeah.
Right?
There's science to that. Yeah. Retention of information, how often you use it.
There's little tricks you can do.
Computers have modeled exactly out of our brain, right? So it's like a cache file.
Yeah.
If it's up close, I can pull it up faster.
Right. I'm so tired of unnecessary, counterproductive, bummer, insignificant, unnecessary shit. I'm so...
Yeah.
Because it doesn't take much to make someone smile or be nice. And listen, I have to practice at it. I have to practice making eye contact with the lady that's at the gas station. I have to practice it and then go out of my way to ask how her day's doing and say something nice about them. And not because I need them to validate me. It's because inject some sunshine around you.
I do the same.
Because why wouldn't you do that? Why not?
I try to be very conversative in public, but...
Why not?
I read a thing. There's a psychological condition of a thing about being in crowded rooms and pretending you're all alone. Basically like a survival instinct of,
is it?
Subconscious. It's like a subconscious survival thing, but we have to break through that and live through the heart more socially. But I get it. You can't go around hugging people because there's crackheads that want your wallet.
Well, that's personal boundaries with people and things like that.
Right.
But you can still come from a loving place and not have to do anything about it.
Totally. Nonverbal. The dog is.
Well, it's like I was saying, animals don't make mistakes. You don't look at a grizzly bear and be like, well, that one's less cool than that one.
Yeah. And they don't talk.
Right.
So they don't make mistakes because they don't
talk. Well, no, I'm just saying you don't judge animals like that.
Is it because animals don't talk?
They do to each other.
But not verbally.
Right. But my point is like, so why would you apply that filter to human beings? Why is a human being any different than an animal or a plant? Or they're not. Just because we're, as far as we know, able to articulate our thoughts. We are at the peak of, we are peak humans right now.
Yeah. In theory.
Oh, in theory.
As
we
far
are
as we
at,
know.
We're operating at maximum volume, always.
Yes.
Always.
Yes.
Yeah. So I just, there's just no reason to not do that. There is no, I can't think of a reason why you would have to choose to not be nice. Why you would have to choose to not be kind.
I think it applies.
I'm just saying, if somebody's trying to stab my wife, I'm not gonna be like, be nice, man.
Sure.
But yes, you're gonna have your extreme scenarios, okay? But I'm talking about things that you're likely probably never going to have to run into. Let's just go ahead and scrap those off the table. Now the shit that you're really going to dive into, 90% of your life curriculum, you can be nice at all times. What I mean by nice is just feeling compassion for the other party around you instead of worrying about your shit, what you need, how you think the universe should work.
Exactly.
And by doing that, you start to come into harmony with the whole thing. You start realizing your part, your role in the play this time around.
Because you're utilizing the free inner source called love.
Yeah, man.
You have the entire momentum of the universe behind you.
Right, because if all you care about is love and not like a possessive love, like right. I love right. you, like if you just care that that thing exists, yeah.
just
that exists, that can make you, it sucks, man, because we're tied to feelings. But I think what we're talking about, what we think is love, is beyond a feeling.
Oh, yeah.
It's an energy thing.
It's God.
It is the force.
Not the Christian God, right. but right. the all.
Yeah, right. God has such a, what else do you call it, though?
Shout out Chief Beef. Yeah. I got a joke. How do I know that Jesus wasn't a white guy?
I think I know what you're going to say, but go ahead.
His name was Jesus.
Oh, okay. I thought I was going somewhere completely different with that. Oh,
you're not laughing at me.
Oh, no, I am because he's Mexican.
I don't know.
Because he's Mexican.
How many white guys named Jesus do you know?
Yeah, Slim Jesus.
Is that a rapper?
Uh-huh.
Is he named after the Jesus?
Maybe, or he had like a really cool Mexican friend.
It's, where is it? How many white guys Jesus? Come right. on. Never mind.
Yeah, no. Well, I never thought, listen.
Suburban okay. white kid named Jesus?
I never thought that Jesus looked like Kenny Loggins from the 70s.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what the depictions make him look yeah. like. I'm not saying that Jesus wasn't real. Do I have my suspicions? Just like I don't think the Buddha was real.
Yeah.
Just like I don't think Krishna was ever real.
Okay. You want to play honesty? Three honesties?
Let's do that. And then we'll pack it up because I just don't want to keep beating this thing to death. Of me being like, no mistakes, man, be nice. No mistakes, be nice. But yeah, let's do the truth thing. I like that.
I'm going to go. I realized I was a man from the 1997 film Space Jam featuring Lola Bunny.
Listen, do they have to make her look like that?
I'm glad they did.
Oh, I am too.
But what's going on there?
Well, she looks like they just gave her big jugs and a nice butt.
Yeah.
For bugs like, to be messing
they're
with.
They're rabbits, man. And then.
Yeah, man. It's cool, but you don't have to make them look like that.
The subliminal messaging of the rabbit. Fertility.
I know.
You know, I'm just, how many babies can she?
She was cool, man.
And she's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, everyone has those like weird, like Jessica Rabbit. Everyone loves that shit.
I do.
You know what I mean? For a long time there, I had a thing for Jasmine.
Oh, sure. Man. Is that your honesty?
But it wasn't like a sexual thing. It was just like, that's creepy. Yeah. I like that. How right. do I get that? I'm riffing off of what you're telling me.
So, second honesty is that I don't really like cheese that much. I don't know why everybody's making a big deal out of it.
I see you eat cheese.
Well, yeah, because it's always there, but like it's never something I'm going to seek out for me.
Did you know that there's a protein or something in cheese that has opiate-like effects?
No, but that makes
sense
to me.
Which is why people eat the fuck out of cheese. It releases chemicals in your brain.
Sneaking into the
same thing that, like, an opiate would.
Those people waking up in the middle of the night, like, eating bags of cheese. I didn't get it, but now I...
You don't get high on it. I mean, maybe you do, but it releases a certain amount of that kind of stuff to your, like, cheese.
My third one...
How do I smoke this?
My third one is going to be that... Kind of back to the beginning here, is that on my personal journey... I don't think that Jesus was a real person, just an idea and the potential that we can all live up to and something that's inside each one of us.
Right.
And then living the way you're talking about with like loving compassion and basically what you said this entire time here of just putting it away, doing you and loving people as best you can and trying to see it from their shit. That's my second honesty. Third honesty. You get it. What else could matter?
I don't know. I'm not saying there isn't anything. Listen, I don't really know for sure if the things that we talk about are what is real.
Sure.
But it undeniably, just being curious about this shit has alleviated so much of my hangups about life that I am able to be a better person because of it.
Absolutely. Dump them out, man. Give me your three honesties.
Let's see. Three honesties, man.
Sweat it out.
I can't really think of anything, dude. That's the thing. Like, I've actually been doing pretty good. I've been pretty clean right now, man.
Yeah. I mean, Lolo Bunny was a while ago, so I was digging for that, but you can give me some.
Oh, I got you. I got you. Yeah, I'm just trying not to go too sexual here with things, but that's kind of like some of the most embarrassing things. Oh, here's the truth. About 400 kids in my high school class saw my naked penis.
Oh, yeah.
Very embarrassing. I was doing a jumping jack, and it was on the upswing.
Yeah. Oh.
It was 7 o'clock in the morning, bro, so it wasn't like that that midday.
No.
And about 400 kids saw my peen.
Yeah.
But it was cool, because after that, I was just like, it wasn't cool at all. It sucked. Right. But after that, I was like, well, what's the worst thing that could possibly happen now? It already happened. Now.
Yeah.
So I'm good to go.
Right.
I'm good to go. It actually gave me confidence in a weird way.
Sure.
Yeah. I'm serious, man.
No mistakes.
So, there's one. Another one. Honey, I know you're listening. I've been secretly eating all of your candy in the house. Yeah, she tries to hide it from me.
That's not a secret.
She tries to hide it from me. Or I'll give my daughter Winnie, like, listen, dadder days.
Dad-ing,
I watch the kids on Saturdays, both of them, because my wife's working.
Sure.
And we just do all, we break all the rules.
Yeah.
We break them all.
Yeah.
We're watching TV. Okay.
We're eating Oreos.
We're eating Oreos on the couch. Yeah. You can take a nap at 2 o'clock instead of noon if you'd like.
Mommy at home.
Right? Right?
Daddy loves you.
Because to me, it's like, whatever, man. It's fine. Like, they're just children. I love you so much. I want you to be happy all the time.
Right.
Right. But I don't, here's the thing. I don't want her to turn into a little brat either. So there's a fine line there. Mm-hmm. But my second truth.
Okay.
My third truth for the week.
Yeah.
Let's see, man. I'm trying to find a good one, man. I really am. I don't really give a shit about football.
Nice.
At all. I used to.
That.
I used to.
Yeah.
But it's almost because I felt like I had to. Or I was supposed to.
You're allowed to feel that way.
I love baseball.
I know you
like it. I like sports.
Yeah, you're an athlete. No
but
competitor.
I don't give a flying shit about football.
Yeah, the Super Bowl would be cool. I'd do that.
I guess, but I don't. That doesn't interest me at all. I'm like, what?
Yeah, I guess I go for free.
I love it. I'm not saying anything's wrong with it. I just don't. It's not my stuff anymore.
Right.
It's just not. Yeah. And I think if I'm going to be really honest, I just played into it because I was so goddamn bored.
Well, that's it.
I'm like, I guess I'm going to be that Chiefs fan guy. No.
Yeah, something to do.
I'm going to do with my friends. I'll pretend to get passionate about some shit I don't really give a shit about.
I give a shit about being with my friends.
Right. But like, I wouldn't. I don't care if the Chiefs win or lose. I just don't care. Like the Royals, I don't care if they win or lose. I like baseball.
Like being with my friends.
Right, but I don't like football. I don't listen. It sucks up the whole goddamn day on Sunday. The games are at noon. Yeah. It's great. I've had great times. Don't get me wrong. But I'm like...
Yeah, I get day drunk and get shot in a parking lot.
Yeah, make them all night games or something. Yeah. Yeah. So I don't know. Not my jam. Sorry, people out there, if you love football.
Yeah,
but I like the sport of football. I just don't...
You're just being
honest,
man. I
don't have time to just dedicate myself to looking at that. It's just, I don't know. Maybe I'm being a very silly boy.
I think you're just speaking from the heart.
That's
man.
My truth, though. It sucks, man, because, like, listen, we're in the Midwest.
That's
like,
all we got.
It's football country around here.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'm just like, I don't care at all, man. It's not because I think sports are bad. It's just, I just don't give a shit. It doesn't interest me. It makes me look like an asshole.
That was me a while ago. But then you took me and...
Well, baseball's a little bit different, man. It's slow paced. You don't have to get up and fucking clap every goddamn 19 seconds.
Well, it doesn't mean that I don't think it's a complete waste of time, but I was able
to it's a great waste of time.
The camaraderie and the people there experiencing that.
But it is there.
Yeah. You could still be drunk and get shot in the
parking lot. Very rarely happen.
But yeah, there was just that.
The ball game, there's not too many people having a bad time at a ball game.
Right.
You don't, people don't get too partied out at ball games usually.
Right.
I guess that'd be my truth.
Very nice.
Well, another one is like,
oh, more truths.
Legitimately love every single person that we've come in contact with, like through the show.
Yeah.
They've all been fantastic.
Amelia.
We had a sweet girl that was, she just said she liked our video, and she's like, I do poetry and stuff, but I'm always afraid to.
Oh yeah, you're gonna do that.
Yeah, I'll do it on the intro. I'm afraid. Cool. I'm afraid to like, I'm gonna be embarrassed or something like that. I'm like, no, dude.
Yeah.
Send it. We will put it out there.
Everybody, send your stuff.
Because here's the thing: whoever's listening to this, and they've listened long enough, they realize that like, it's just other people trying to be a part of something.
Yeah.
And so how? There's no reason to be embarrassed.
No, this is for everybody.
How cool is it that we have our own little community thing going now?
This is why we do it.
How rad is that?
I want people to realize we're doing it for them.
Right. It's not about us. It's about like, hey, let's connect.
Exactly.
Let's connect and talk about some real shit for once. You know what I mean?
Yell at me. I don't care.
Yeah. It's very cool. It's very cool. So.
For real. We like you. We're friends.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Really. Sleepovers, man. But I'm gonna read about one of her poems.
And then I want to leave it with a meditation. I'm going to end it with that.
Okay.
There's the blog post on the thing we threw up.
Oh, yeah. We're doing the blogs.
I'll leave it with is in your meditations this week, in your thoughts. After you listen to this, just reflect back on the who am I meditation. I think you will be pleasantly surprised
what
you find.
Yeah, it leads you through, man.
It's a whole journey in itself. And it'll lead you right back.
I'm going to put cabbage on and then we'll get done here. The Tibetan monks have a thing called neti neti.
Right.
Which means not that.
Right.
You get down to like, who am I? It's the same. It's cool, man. Think about it.
That you are everything.
Right, yeah. We love you so much. We'll see you soon. Take care of each other.
Mwah.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye.